Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara on Beis Amud Beis. We're the third wide line in the middle of the Amud. So we just read the Pasuk Beis Maneim, right? The third wide line of the Ashkechana Siyas. So it says the Gemara, now I'm trying to catch up and go a little bit further in Gimel. So we see that we find that the Ashkechana Siyas, literally, that the doing, meaning that the mitzvos and the celebration of Purim is going to be taking place in a city that's a regular city, is going to be on the 14th, and in a Mekof and Choma, a walled city, is going to be on the 15th. However, the Gemara asks now, Zechira minalan. From where do we know that actual Zechira, meaning the commemoration through reading the Megillah, is also going to be on the same days? So says the Gemara, Amar, Kirava, Ayamim, Ailan, Nizkarim, Vina'asim. As the Pasuk says, that these days should be commemorated and celebrated. Iskish Zechira Le'asiya. So generally, we see that the fact that you put one to the other, we see that the commemoration is compared to the celebration. It's teaching us that the activities of the commemoration take place on the same day as the activities of the celebration. That's actually Nogea for when you had a Purim Meshulash, this with Svara. Potentially, we see that some things are going to be Taloi on the Kriyas HaMegillah, maybe part of the Simcha, but that's actually a very interesting Gemara over here, that we see that the fact that you're commemorating it is the same day that you're through the Zechira of the Kriyas Megillah has to do a little bit with the Simcha. Now the Gemara says, Masnis and Delo Ki Atana, our Mishnah, which said that the 15th is from the time of Yehoshua Ben Nun, is not like the following Tana. This Tana, as the Braisa tells us, Rabbi Shub and Karcho Emer, Krachen and Makav and Chami Masna Shachash Verosh Kornu Chamisha Asar. This we actually mentioned in the introduction of Daf Beis, is that there's going to be another Shita, which is understandable, that the time of Achashverosh is Koveh, the time the miracle of Purim happened, is going to be Koveh when we read when what's considered a walled city, because that was a miracle. Anything that was not a walled city at the time of Achashverosh would not be something which is subject to the halachas of a walled city. We pointed out the Yerushalmi explains why one of the reasons that our Tana does not hold like that, the chiluk, because of the fact that we're going to have a Gzeira Shavah here, but also a Svara, that it didn't want all the cities in Eretz Yisrael, which cities have already been the walls have already been destroyed at that point, so they wanted them to be celebrating on the 15th, like Shushan, to commemorate them. That is something which is another Svara of the Yerushalmi. Now the Gemara asks, my time of the Rishon Makarcha, what's the Rishon Makarcha, that it should be done by the times of Achashverosh? Ki Shushan, just like a city like Shushan, Ma Shushan, Mekavetz Kol Mosh Achashverosh. Shushan was a time surrounded by a wall, the time of Achashverosh, Shekor Mechamish Asar, and they read on the 15th of Adar, Av Kol Shem Mekavetz Kol Mosh Achashverosh, Shekor Mechamish Asar, so there to any city that is surrounded by a wall, the time of Achashverosh, that's going to be the Geder, Korin Mechamish Asar, they're going to read on the 15th of Adar. So the Gemara asks, "V'tana dida and my time." So then, our Tana. What's the reason for our Tana determining the status by the time of Yehoshua? Yalef praze, they have Gzeira Shava to learn out the pesukim in Megillah, which compares to a pasuk in Sefer Dvarim. The pasuk in Megillah says, "Hapsa alkina yodim haprazim." The Jews in the unwalled towns. So the lesson of prazim is mentioned over there in that context. There was also a number of unwalled towns. So there, the Pesukim describing the territories that were going to be conquered by the Jews in Eretz Yisrael at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, and also Yehoshua Rashi points out, even though the other Rishonim point out that most of them are talking about the territories that were done and conquered under Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership, the Pesukim and Dvarim. However, the determining factor is still the fact that Yehoshua was, because most of the conquest of Eretz Yisrael was done under Yehoshua, so that's why we use the lesson of Yehoshua's time. Well, now the Gemara says, "Ma lahalan is a shaila. If you should have the gear, so mekafes chomei mosu shobin nun." Just at the time, it means a town that was. If you say that mekafes chom at the time it had a wall, time if you're shobin, really should be unwalled. So that's according to Rashi. It didn't have a wall. Mishomas mishonun afkan mimosu shobin nun. So too, when the gadlalacha of the wall, then it's going to be similar to the unwalled city. Time if shobin nun is considered unwalled city. Something which has a wall is going to be considered having a wall. I don't think there's enough for me to how to understand it. Just whether or not the mekafes choma Girsa is in there. Rashi and the Gra did not like having the words Mekav Vashoma, but I think the Lamaskana, the Gemara would come out the same way, that any walled city, the time Yeshua Menon, would be something which would be reading on the 15th. Now the Gemara continues, Bish Lama Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha Lomar Ke Tana Didan. We understand why Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha didn't say like Artana, because he's going to Leis Leis Prazer Prazer. He didn't have the Gzira Shava. It wasn't in the Masorah. We know that a person can only learn a Gzira Shava if he has it from a Masorah, from his Rebbe to his Rebbe till Moshe Rabbeinu. Alatana Didan, my time, lo amar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha. So if you don't have it in your Masorah, your Rebbe didn't have this Masorah for this Gzira Shava, they wouldn't learn that halacha necessarily. However, our time, why doesn't he like Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha did that the city's status should be determined based on the time of Achashverosh? And we're asked, what do you mean? My time, the Islay Prazer Prazer, we just said he has a Gzeira Shava. What are you asking? Why does he learn that it should be on the 15th from the Prazer Prazer? He has a Gzeira Shava, that's his Masorah. He should be learning out that it should be done from the time of Yehoshua Ben Nun. Therefore, the Gemara qualifies the question, Halachi Kamar, this is what I meant to ask. El Shushan de Avdi Kaman. But now, according to this Tana, that it has to be from the time of Yoshua ben Nun, whose custom is the lachal of Shushan? Look, a present, look, a mukafin. It's not like an unwalled city, not like a walled city. Shushan is unlike an unwalled city because it celebrates Purim of the 15th. But it can't be classified as a walled city because it wasn't a walled city from the time of Yoshua ben Nun. So therefore, Amar Rav, that's the question. Amar Rav, Amar Kedi, some say, some understand that Kedi was a name of a Tana or Amora. Some explain that Kedi just means, oh no, it meant like he's saying anonymous, whoever it might be. Shani Shushan, Hoel Vanasa Benes. So Shushan's obviously different. The Ikar and Nes happened there. So you can't tell me that Shushan is going to be the day we don't celebrate it. Rashi points out that the day of fighting was done there by the 15th. That's clearly a precedent that they should be celebrating on the 15th throughout the generations in Shushan. And that is something which Adayam, I think there's, it's Iran, present Iran, they know where it is. I think they read Arayon. They read obviously on the 15th, and they remember commemorating the miracle over there. Now the Gemara says Bishlam Atan Didam. Now according to our Tana, so we understand Haydudich say Medina Ir Veir. It says specifically in regards to the Megillah and Megillah Esther. It says that each province and each city should be reading the Megillah. Each province, a province, and city, and a city. So now they're not superfluous. They're not repetitious because Medina is teaching you the province is the Chalik bin Mekufa Chama Nemos Rishabin Nun Mekufa Chama Mimei Chashver to tell you there's a difference between cities that were surrounded by a wall of time to Shabbat Noon, which they would read on the 15th, and a province and a city which has a wall only from the time of Achashverosh. In the former case, they would read on the 15th. In the latter case, they would be reading on the 14th, not the 15th, because Achashverosh means nothing. And a city in a city is different because Shushan is different from all other cities. That cities that have the wall time of Achashverosh generally don't read on the 15th. However, Shushan is different because Shushan will be reading on the 15th. So Gemara says, Ella the Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha, but according to Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha, who determines the city status by the existence of the wall, time of Achashverosh, Bishlam Medina. Now I understand why we understand a province and a province, the Chalik, so there's also a Shaila the Girsa. The Chalik being Mukavin Choma Mimos Achashverosh, Leshein Mukavin Choma Lemei Achashverosh. It's telling you the difference between the cities that were walled in times of Achashverosh. So the cities that were walled in non-times of Achashverosh, that one would be the 14th and the 15th. Ella Irva Irmai Mayasa. What is he telling to Drasha of a city to a city? So the Gemara is going to respond. I'm going to fight Rishim Karcha. Rishim Karcha to respond to you. L'tana dinan minicha. But according to our Tana, the Tana Kama of our Mishnah, which says it's based on the time of Yoshua ben Nun, is that really any better? Kevan to Islay Prazi Prazi. Since our Tana has a Kzera Shava, which is teaching a distinction between unwalled towns and unwalled towns, meaning that it should be the time of Yoshua ben Nun, so then I don't need the Drusha Medina Medina. The Mayal is also superfluous, also repetitious, because I already came out with a chiluk between the times of Yoshua ben Nun and not. So Medina Medina would be repeating the same halacha. There was no need for that Drusha. So therefore, Ella Kra the Joshua Dasi, right? The Kra, the Pasuk is coming to teach you a different halacha, in which case I'll say the same thing. Rabbi Shimon Levi Udas is coming to teach you the halacha of Rabbi Shimon Levi. What did Rabbi Shimon Levi tell us? He told us that Rabbi Shimon Levi, Krach, Vachola, Samachla, walled city, and everything that is near that walled city, Vachena, near him, and everything that can be seen with that city. This is actually a huge discussion over here. Nidan Kekrach is going to be judged like the city. Not only does the walled city itself, but anything that is an open area around that city is going to be judged like the city, the walled city itself. Ad Kama, so how far is a, can a city be considered part of the near the city? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu v'Tim Rabbi Chaim Barava kime chasman l'tveria mil. The covenant of distance between chasman and tveria, which is 1 mil, 1 mil, 2,000 amos, and that is the shear for how far it goes. So that's the. So the Gemara asks just 1 second. We'll get to the halacha in a second. The name of mil. Why don't we just say 1 mil? Why do Yirmiyahu say that the equivalent should be this is chasman tveria? Kamashmalan the shear of the mil at kamahave the kime chasman tveria. Did you know the halacha? How do we know the distance between what a mil is? What's the shear of a mil? It's between chasman tveria, which again the Gemara is assuming is 2,000 amos. Now, that is how we assume. The Gemara is going to discuss this more in Gilman Beis, but Ba'etzin, the Gemara suggests, at least we can entertain, that the Gemara is assuming that that's the Shaila. Is this a limitation that says the Chasman Tveria, when it's only a meal within it, what if it's continuous houses from with after that meal? So that is the big discussion of the postgame. It was a famous shita of Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tukashinsky, who was the Rav in Eretz Yisrael in the early 1900s, I believe. Probably not around the early 1900s, definitely late 1800s. And he was around, he was Kaveh Alanis and Halachas, like a lot of the Zmanim. People follow him, he's an expert in Zmanim. And Eretz Yisrael, they follow a lot of the Zmanim. But he also understood from this Gemara over here that after the meal, it doesn't matter if there's continuous houses. So he was this famous thing, there's a place, I think it's right by the Shuk in Yerushalayim, that there's the shul that there, he said, is the border. No longer past here, can you read? Does one read after? It could be that even he assumed that there weren't continuous houses between 7 hours coming to the exchange, but they still have the Masorah that this shul, that Paskin like him, since 100 years ago, there's a shul near the Shuk, Arayom, past the Shuk a little bit, I think near the Tachana Merkazit, that they read on Yudalit. Fascinating. That is not the Minog. That is not the psak of most every other of the Gedolim of Yerushalayim or some Zalman or Yashiv, all of them held that it goes further out, but Now we see at least the president of the Gemara that potentially a meal could be some sort of determining factor. I'm just discussing a little part of it. There's a lot more to mention about it, but Be'etzim, most of Yerushalayim doesn't have any shalos, and they read even Har Nof, as far as Amot now is, I think, a reading on the Tezvav. So Be'etzim, we really hold it does can be continuous as long as their houses continuously going further and further. Now the work says, so we mentioned Rabbi Yirmiyah, so we're going to mention another halacha from him. It's not really the halachas of Megillah, but Menatzbach Tufim Amrim. That's Menatzbach, the letters of a man, Nun, Tzadik, the Tzadik, a Pei, a Kaf, those were by the Nevi'im. Those letters that you can have Sofis by them, a Mem Sofis, right? Nun Sofis, Tzadik Sofis, Pei Sofis, and a Kaf Sofis, those are all instituted by the Nevi'im. The Gemara is assuming that they told us how to write them. The Gemara says, "V'tizbra, is it possible that they told us how to write them, how to write these Sofis letters?" V'aksiv Eila Mitzvos. The pasuk says Eila Mitzvos, which implies that these are the mitzvos she'ein Navi Rashala Chadash Davar Me'ata. That no Navi is going to introduce any new halacha from halacha that was not made halacha l'Moshe B'Sinai. That's why the Gemara actually we're going to see when Remez leMegillah Menai. Any scroll, any Megillah, any the concept of Megillah and Hanukkah have remazim in the Torah because if it didn't, the Torah didn't allude to it, we wouldn't get allowed to create a new holiday. Another kasha, Mem Samech Shabaluchos, the letters of Mem and Sabach in the Luchos B'nei Omdim, they stood placed by a miracle that they would be standing up by a miracle in that they were engraved the thickness of the Luchos, and the middle sections through the middle sections they're standing up by the means of a miracle. This proves that the final form of the letter of Mem was used in the time of the Luchos. The middle form of the letter is not completely enclosed, and therefore wouldn't be a miracle to remain in place. The fact that there were miraculous staying out clearly showed that it was a mem sofis in the time of the luchas. Just agav, I always had this question, and I was happy to see finally a Ravaz that actually addressed this explicitly. Is that we know the Gemara already talks about? I'm seeing Megillah later. The Gemara is going to talk about that. We know that the form of the ancient Hebrew was different. That they changed the text. The Ezra was Mesakin Ksav Ashuris. So lechora, how he did that? That's a whole shot. Okay, we got to that. That's never chadash tavar. But be'etzim. We know that the Ksav Ashuris was later. The ancient Hebrew, if you look at a lot of the script, the common script of when they find from Bayis Rishon all the bulas and all the things, the letters of people, it's unbelievable. They found bulas from all the people in Tanakh. It's amazing what they're finding near David. So those bulas and everything are written in ancient Hebrew. And that script is different. The Mem is not, I looked it up actually, and the Mem was not the way that our Mem Sofis looks. So how do we explain that? So the Radvaz proves, and he also saw this because he saw the Karayim actually used some form of ancient Hebrew in the Radvaz's time. So he saw it. So he says, we have a proof from here that even the Torah, even though people are using ancient Hebrew to write, like we write script, so everyone knows how to read the Torah and read right from the Torah. That's the general, the not script, the regular ksav. So that says the Radvaz was existent already in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. That they're writing in ancient Hebrew, but the luchos and the Torah and the Sifrei Torah were written b'ksav Ashuris, and he proved that from this Gemara over here. B'nei Omdim, and the letter of a Mem Sofis and a Mem in ancient Hebrew is not going to have this B'nei Sayu Omdim. Very interesting proof in the Gemara over here, and I was very happy to see someone actually address my question that I was bothered by for a little bit. So now the Gemara continues. Again, we're down the top of Gemara Aleph now in Mindahava Ave. So both forms of the letters of Nun Tzadik already existed in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't know which ones were the beginning and which ones were the end of the word. They didn't know what a mem sofis. Maybe the mem sofis should be the one in the middle of the word, and maybe the other one should be not in the end of the word. Therefore, the Nevi'im came, they established the open forms are going to be in the middle of the word, and the closed forms are going to be at the end of a word. So therefore, they established what they should be. The Gemara says, but still, sof eila mitzvos. That these are the commandments. That you're not going to introduce anything new. How could they mistaken that you should place the mem sofis? We know the mem sofis and all those words of a tadik sofis. All those should be done at the end of the word. How do they do that? So where it says rather they've forgotten them, and the chachamim came, and the neviim came, and they told them which form had already had been the form. So before we see that how is it possible to forget what a mem sofis looked like? That maybe they held it wasn't necessarily ma'akev. That actually could be a nafkaminas if a person writes a mem or mem sofis accidentally. It could be that we see over here they forgot them, so how would they have Sifrei Torah during those times where they forgot them? Maybe we see that maybe it might not be Makiv. That's very interesting. Another great thing is Vamar Rabbi Yirmiyah Beitimer of Chia Bar Abba Targum Shal Torah Angelos Hager Amru Angelos Hager Amru Ben Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua, that the Targum, not Targum Angelos, but Yosef Angelos Hager was the one who had written the Targum. Targum Shal Neviim Yonasan Ben Uziel Amru Ben Chagai Zechar Melachai. The Targum on the Neviim that we have is Yonasan Ben Uziel, who learned it from Chagai Zechariah and Malachi. He was a Talmud of Hillel, so obviously Chagai Zechariah lived many generations earlier. It must have been that he had a Masorah that he heard that a chain of Masorah from Chagai Zechariah Malachi, and he ended up writing it down. And when he wrote it down, Mizazdea Eretz Yisrael Arba Mos Parsa Mos Parsa. That's the whole length of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi and Chumash tells us one time. So That the four jamas Ramat all of Israel shook when he wrote down the targum of the targum of Nevi'im. Yasa Baskel v'Amra Miu Zesh Gila Sisrei Levnei Adam. Who's the one who revealed my secrets to the people of the people? Everyone could read Nevi'im now and understand the secrets. Amma Nirosim Nazila Raglav v'Amra Rabinu stood up and he said, "Me, Anu Shigila Sisrei Levnei Adam. I'm the one who revealed the secrets to the people." Galiv Adila Fenecha, because I'd known before you. Shelo Lefodi Asi, I didn't do it for me. Lo Lefodi Asi, I didn't do it for the glory of my father's house. Elo Lefodi Asi, I did it for your glory. Shelo Yabim Machlokes Yisrael. Everyone should understand what the pesukim we're talking about, and I don't want them to be unclear, and everyone start arguing and getting in fights over what the pesukim are supposed to mean. And therefore, I said it over. Ve'od Bikish Lagalos Targum Shel Ksuvim. Yeronim Simzil also then wanted to write Ksuvim, which include right Tehillim Mishle Yirah of Shir Hashem, Esther, Daniel, Ezra, and Nehemiah. Those are the Ezra and Nehemiah, and those are the Antivayamim. Those are all considered the Ksuvim. Yasu Baskel v'Amalav. So Baskel came out and said, "Dayecha, you've done enough. My time up." So meaning that you can't. I'm not letting you translate the Ksuvim also, because Hashem is the case Mashiach. But in Daniel, there are case Mashiach information about the Mashiach, and it was written specifically not supposed to be something which is translated, and therefore we don't. The targum Yonos and Azil is not a different targum that we might have. That targum that we have on other Ksuvim was done by other Tanaim. That's a Tosus point that out. But the targum that we have on this part of Ksuvim is done by a different Tanaim later, and there is no targum on the book of Daniel, because that's the point. We don't want to be revealed the Ketz Mashiach. That's what the Tosfos point out. Okay, so the Gemara says the targum shall tell you Unkelus Agera. I don't know, is it really true that Unkelus had told the targum Unkelus? We call targum Unkelus really from Unkelus. Ve'amar Rav Ika Barav and Rav Shmuel and Rav Ma'idaf Sei Ve'ikum Ve'Sefer Torah Elokim Mefurash. They read the Torah scroll of Hashem, and the application of wisdom they clarified through the reading. So the Gemara says, they read the scroll that refers to the Torah. Mefurash the Targum. And Mefurash clearly that means that they read the Targum. Vishum Seichel Elu Apsukim. And the words of wisdom means that they read the Vayavinu B'mikra Elu Apsukim Tamim. They learned how to learn the trap. Had to lean the different, right, the notes. Some say this was the tradition. So we see over here that the Targum Unkelus was written long before Unkelus Hager. This was already, the psukim that recording is in Nechemia, that's much before Unkelus Hager. So the Gemara points out, maybe Shachatol Mechazru V'Yisodom, the Targum Unkelus was eventually, the Targum was something which was forgotten. However, it was written and done, again, by restored by Unkelus, and that's something which he was then Mitzargim. And we see over here at present, because I always wonder this, how are you allowed to argue on Targum Unkelus if it's something which we already assume we're going to see later? Also, maybe it was done by the Moshe Rabbeinu, so then that's something we forgot it. Maybe the Unkelus that we then relearned was something, maybe some of them, well, not necessarily you would have a room to argue potentially with them, because like Rashi and Lubavitch will disagree with the Targum Unkelus. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara asks, wait a second. Before, when we saw the Targum Unkelus done and translated it and completed it and sent it out to the world, that the world didn't shake. However, the Nevi'im is does that with regards to Targum of the Nevi'im, the world shook. So the Gemara says, because they're right, so in Farsha Milsa, when it comes to the Torah, it's pretty clear, and he's not saying any secret to the Torah. However, the Nevi'im, Yikamila de Mefarshim. When it comes to Nevi'im, there are things that are clear. However, there are some things, Yikamila de Mestama, there are things which are supposed to be in nature unclear, something which is supposed to be something which is more Sisra Torah, something which is dealing with deep hidden secrets of the Torah, and he was revealing some hidden things which were not necessarily supposed to be revealed for the Hamon Am, or at least questionable to be revealed for the Hamon Am. And it's just, I got the point. And that by the Zohar Kadosh also, that people tied now that we didn't, the Zohar Kadosh was never meant to be learned publicly until later they decided that they needed to write it down and expose it. But Be'etzem, it was something that was Mesorah Ish B'Ish, and they didn't necessarily felt the need to, or didn't want to write it down in order to be exposed to the world, because it was hidden Sisrei Torah. And it was Sisrei Torah supposed to be B'Seser, supposed to be done hidden, which is something clearly that would just point out. Now the Gemara says, like Pasuk says, a great morning flying like Hadramion in the valley of Megiddo. So these psukim are talking about, and Pasuk psukim of Zechariah talking about the death of Mashiach ben Yosef. Some say the Gemara talks about this, the Yetzer Hara. We saw this in Gemara and Sukkah. The Gemara of Yosef said about this, "El Malai Targum Ad Akra Lo Yadet My Kamar." They weren't for the Targum. Rav Yosef used to learn Targum because some say because he was blind, and therefore he didn't feel like he could learn Torah Shabbat, because a blind person is not supposed to learn about Pes, so he would be learning, he would be Osek in Targum. So let's put that in, so then I like that answer. But that's him, that's Yosef was a Bakian Targum, that we see a lot of times. He says this, Lashonos Ilumargum until I cry, I wouldn't have known what we're talking about. Rav Yosef will say that often. But either way, this Pasuk is indicating that that have been mourning for a man named Hadramion in the valley of Megiddo, and that is something that was happening over here. So the Gemara says, "Biyomahu Yisagim Mispad Yishlaim." That great day, there's going to be a mourning Yishlaim. Because Mispad Acha Ben Omri, the cult of the day, Hadramion B'Tavrayon, but Mos Gilad. There's going to be one of like Acha Ben Omri who was killed by Hadramion B'Tavrayon and Mos Gilad. The Mispad of Yoshev Rahman, and also like the mourning of Yoshev Ben Amon, the cult of the day Parach Hagiger, who Parach Hagiger that they killed in Megiddo, and that is something that's going to happen. So the Gemara says, and we learn from here, from the Targum, how to explain the children. And again, these are deep things, but who Mashiach B'Yosef, Mashiach, so these things that's happening, that's something which is very deep in Yonim, and that was Targum, explained to us what was going on over there. So this is another thing of Rabbi Yirmiyahu I was learning from Chiyah Rabba, that Daniel alone saw this vision, and people with me didn't see the vision, yet they were very, very scared. Now the Gemara says, many of them, who are these people with Daniel at the time when he saw this vision? They were the ones who were with him. The Gemara says, Inu Adif Minayi, so we see in one way Chagar Zechar Malachi were greater in the level of Nebuah than Daniel. And in another way, he was greater than them. Iu Adif Minayi, they were greater than him because they were considered Nevi'im on a higher level of Nebuah, but Daniel was also it was on a lower level, a level of Nebuah. Now the Gemara says, and however, in this particular instance, Hashem showed him a vision which he had not shown the other Nevi'im, the other prophets. So the Gemara says, wait a second, though. But it must be that even though they didn't see it, they're angels. Rashi points out every person has an angel that's representing him in Shemayim, and that's what it means by a person's mazel. A person's mazel is a person's pluck, but it means here over here, your angel that's representing you, and that's the one who saw it. Amar Avina. We see from, because otherwise how are they able to be scared, right? That says that they were scared also. If they didn't know it, they must have been scared. I skipped the line. That's what the Gemara says, Kefir. That's why I got confused again. Now going back for a second. V'chima akad elochazim ma'itama izbal. Since Chagai Zechar Malachi hadn't seen it, so how is it that they were scared? So Gemara says, Avagav the inner elochazim, you're right, they didn't see it. Mazal elochazim, their angels saw it, which made them scared. They had an inner scaredness. And we see from here, Ravina says, Shmami na haimadi, but sometimes a person just gets scared out of nowhere. He doesn't know why. Avagav the inner elochazim, mazal elochazim. Sometimes you don't see the cause for being scared. Your mazal, your fear maybe is justified because your mazal, your angel, Shemayim, is warning you that something might be there. So what should a person do when he hears this? It's a sudden fright, he doesn't know what the reason why. Likra Krishma, the Gemara Brachos tells us the cloth of Krishma can remove the shadim and it removes bad things. But it's in a dirty place, which is also to read Krishma, right? It's also to read in a place like a bathroom, something like that. Lincha Pidufta Aragamida, you should first jump far almost from his place, and when you move far almost, apparently that far almost is no longer in the same place, his fear was moving different places, no fear over there. And if he's not able to jump from this place, he should say the following: Is they the goat in the slaughterhouse is fatter than me? And says, go to the goats, leave me alone, meaning leave me the shadim. Now the Gemara comes back to the psukim of Esther. Says the Gemara, now we're learning out all of those psuk, all those aspects in the pasuk. So what does it mean? Every family? What's that teaching us? The Gemara says, that they include the Kohen and Leviim. We know that this was in between the time of Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. So during Bayis Sheni, there was still the Yom Tov of Purim. There was still the day of Purim. So they would abandon the avoda of Van Shmuel Mekar Megillah and Tosfos Lashon of Bittul, even though they're going to go back and do it later in the day. It's a Shaila and Rishonim. But if they don't have Shos and Imamish going to miss the avoda, many Rishonim hold it. That doesn't mean that. It means that over here there's the big Shachar at 8 o'clock from the Beis Hamikdash that even the Kohen Leviim would stop doing that avoda and they would go back to do the avoda later. We see that that's considered Bittul also, even though you're going to go back and do the avoda still. You go back to the Mirka Megillah. The Rav Yudam Rav Kohanim Levodasim Levim Defanam Yisrael. They're singing, right? We saw Madan and Yisrael. We mentioned we held the whole thing about Mamados in Maratinus that they were all there during the time of the Voda of the Korban. Kulam Levodasim Levodasim. Everyone must stop. Levodasim Levodasim Mirka Megillah. So and Tosafot just asks, why can't they read Mirka Megillah later? Because Bershimanes we see is Adif. They go and they go hear the Mirka Megillah. Now the Megillah says, "Bekan samchul shal beis Rabbi." So there, that Rabbi learned based on this. Shmevatlin Talmud Torah, the Shmuel Mekar Megillah. That one has a shir or learning. He should be mevatlin the Talmud Torah and go hear Mekar Megillah from a kavah chomer. Kama chomer mevoda. That we see that the service, the Beis Hamikdash, is so chomer. Mevoda shi chomer mevatlin. That a sacrifice is so chomer, and we avoid that. We abandon it to go learn Mekar Megillah. Talmud Torah. Close again. The Talmud Torah is going to be considered not as chomer as the avoda of the Beis Hamikdash. So then, certainly, you should be mevatlin Talmud Torah in order to go. Here, the Mikra Megillah. The kasha that a lot of people ask, many achronim deal with this question, is that how is this called Bevatlan Talmud Torah? Aren't you going to be Mekayim Talmud Torah when you hear the Mikra Megillah? Isn't that one part of Chavdala Sifrei Tanakh? So when I'm listening to the Mikra Megillah, I'm also mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So some explain that the time you spend traveling to go to hear the shul, that's the bitul Torah that we're talking about. Maybe you're learning at home and now you're going to have to go travel to hear Mikra Megillah, whatever, 20 minutes away, however long it's going to take you, that's called the bitul Torah. Others explain that no, maybe we're talking about the fact that ichus, that the level of learning, we see a person learning Gemara, start, he's learning Gemara Mi'un, to hear Mikra Megillah, which is going to be just a basic understanding of the Mikra Megillah of the laning, that's called on a certain level bitul Torah, because that's something which is on ki'ilu, on a lower level of your learning, because you're learning Mi'un, you're learning something mamish. In very great depth, and learning it just not superficially, but just mention it quickly through the laning of the Megillah is a lower level of Talmud Torah that could be considered Bittul Torah in a certain aspect. Now the question is, Avoda Chamura Talmud Torah, is it really true that Avoda is so much greater than, is more chamur, more stringent, more machmir than learning Torah? V'aksiv, Yoshua v'Yericho, v'Yisa y'na v'yar, v'yna mish, v'negu v'yishtach. The Pesukim are discussing the war with Yericho, and Yoshua was there, and Yoshua bowed down his face to this Malach. The question is, V'yicha v'yachi. But now that we're just interrupting the psukim before we're asking the kasha, the word says, wait a second, how could Yeshua have bent down and postured himself? Tell us, that it's usher for a person to greet someone at nighttime with the words of Shalom, because we're afraid that maybe he's a shade, he's a demon, and the word Shalom is one of the names of Hashem. So therefore, a person should not greet a shade because we're afraid. A person not greet a person at nighttime because we're afraid it's a demon. Tosfos point out maybe this only in a faraway area outside at nighttime. But in a normal city, normal yishuv, obviously you would be allowed to greet your friend with shalom aleichem. Now, also we don't really have shadim as one of this. So anyway, for us, it wouldn't necessarily be a lachlam. So, but either way, so the Gemara is asking about Yoshua. Where's the shiny husband? The armed light, because he said, "Ki ani tzvar Hashem, ki tzvar Hashem." I'm an officer of Hashem, and he used the name of Hashem. The Gemara says, "Devam shakar." Maybe he's lying, and he's not actually an officer of Hashem. The Gemara says, "Gabir dolam afik yisrael levatala." We have a mesorah, we have a tradition that even the shadim will not use the shem shemayim levatala, and so therefore he was not a demon, and that's why Yoshua was able to bow down. So now the Gemara is going to again bring the raya from the story with the Yoshua and the Malach. Amalo. So the angel said to Yoshua, "Emesh betalta talmid shel ben Arbayim." This. Yesterday, you didn't bring the korban talmid shel ben Arbayim. You're osik in the war, and you didn't bring the korban talmid shel ben Arbayim. You didn't bring the korban of the morning. Now, also, you guys are not learning Torah. So during the day, people are engaged in war, but nighttime, you should be learning Torah. So they're no longer exempt. Amar lei al ezem and bata. So then, which one are you upset about? So he says, Amar lei atabasi. The angel said to him, these are a combination of different psukim, but we're just going to use the Gemara. Just assume that that's the MS, obviously the MS, but the psukim was what's going on over here. So the, yet, I come right now, meaning the fact that you're not learning Torah is why I'm coming to teach you that you should be learning. This pasuk is actually mentioned in the war with the war with Ai. That's all the Rishonim deal with this. But Betzim, we're assuming that again this is the drasha that Yeshua immediately that night learned an emek. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, turning on to the next seminar on Gimel Mabez Milamed Shelan BeEmekah Shalalacha. This teaching us that Yeshua was delving into the Torah and he was learning Torah. So we see over here, the Rabbi Shmuel Bar Unya Gadol Talmud Torah Yosem Merkavas. Meaning we see over here that Talmud Torah is more chamer, is greater than bringing the Korbanah Shnimer Atavasi, that the Malach came and told Yeshua that I'm more upset that you're not learning Torah as opposed to being the fact that you missed the Korban Talmud Shalvein. So therefore, we see that Talmud Torah is more stringent and more machmir, more chomer than the lachas of bringing the korbanos and bringing the korbanos. The verse is lo kasha. No, hadarabim, because over here Yeshua was everybody was not learning Torah, and that's neglecting the Torah. And Talmud Torah derabim is more chashiv. However, diachid, that ruling which is talking about Talmud Torah diachid, the Rebbe referring to the Talmud individual is greater importance. Individual learning is not of greater importance than the korbanos. However, an individual here can mean many people together. It means all of Klai Yisrael, and a lot of Klai Yisrael, at least the majority, maybe a lot of Klai Yisrael, is called Talmud Torah Rabbim. And my grandfather Shlita, that the vicious Rebbe that tells the Kavkadosh Lavracha, used to say it was very, very into Daf Yomi. He used to tell all the Chassidim always to do the Daf Yomi, and he used to say that it's the Bechina of Talmud Torah the Rabbim. Because everybody's learning together. We're not mamish together, but we see here what we're learning. That everybody, I mean, hundreds of thousands of Yidden, maybe even a million, that'd be amazing. It's a million, probably not, but hundreds of thousands of Yidden are learning every single day right now Daf Gimel on Masechus Megillah, and that's the Bechina, a certain level of Talmud Torah Rabbim. We see there's special things about Chomer, how Chomer is Talmud Torah Rabbim. So he thought it was Bechina of Talmud Torah Rabbim. Otherwise, the verse is Diachid Kal. So and the learning of Talmud Torah, is it a small thing? But it's not only learning the Mishnah. Nashim Mevemoyed Me'anos V'lamatavchos. And Cholamoyed, women are allowed to. There's different levels of crying out. You're allowed to cry out, but you're not allowed to beat their chest. That's something which is a further level of Avelus. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Smuchos L'mitamatavchos. If they are near the coffin, near the where they're bringing the Misa, they're bringing the dead body, then they're allowed to bang their chest. Rosh Chodeshim Chanukah V'Purim Me'anos Matavchos V'Bezavzeh. They're allowed to cry out and also beat their chest on any of these days. However, they're not allowed to do the wailing, which crying out in a very loud motion. in Moed Bifnei Talmud Chacham, Chol Moed is not going to affect the Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham who dies, someone who's a very big Talmud Chacham who dies on Chol Moed, everything is going to be permitted, even the wailing, even something which is even the Mekononos, and that is going to be something which is going to be mutter. Kol Shekein Chanukah Purim, and certainly during Chanukah Purim, there's going to be waves when the Talmud Chacham dies. So the Gemara says, the Chor from over here, even the Torah of the Yachid is more Chamer. The Gemara says, Kavod the Torah. Kavod is talking about the speaking of honor of Torah. Kavod the Torah, the Yachid Chamer, the honor of Torah, which is something which is more Chamer. Kavod the Torah, the Yachid Chamer, Talmud Torah, the Yachid Kal. Individual lenient is going to be, therefore, is going to be something which is going to be greater importance, and that's something which is going to be giving him honor. The Sasamus explains very beautifully. The honor is representative of all the Torah that he's ever learned. Right now, just learning is just the learning by itself can be just the Talmud Torah you're learning right now. However, the Talmud Torah of honoring the Talmud Chacham who died is all the Torah you ever learned, and that's something which is collectively obviously huge, and therefore the honor of the Torah is considered more chamer, more stringent than that of learning of the Torah. In other words, Amar Rav Pshitli Avoda Mikra Megillah Adif and Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina. So Rav says that when it comes to the conflict of learning between mitzvah, so when you have the Avoda and Mikra Megillah takes precedence, we just saw Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina's limud. Talmud Torah Mikra Megillah, when it comes to learning Torah and reading Megillah, Mikra Megillah Adif, we see the Mikra Megillah as today's present, but Samchel Beis Rabbi, because of that we saw that the Kal Vachomer that we stopped Talmud Torah to go hear the Mikra Megillah. Now the Gemara says Talmud Torah Umeis Mitzvah. Now, also, when it comes to learning Torah and taking care of a dead body of a person who died, who nobody's taking care of it, meis mitzvah adif, and that's also, we know that an unintended body is going to take precedence. Mitzvah, we learn from the Braisa, mevatlin Talmud Torah, la'otasa meis lachnas eskala, the Talmud Torah is suspended in order to take out the dead person, and also to accommodate a bride from her father's house to the wedding hall. That's going to be also to go to Simcha, is also potentially part of that mitzvah. Avoda of meis mitzvah. However, when you have the avoda, Rav is continuing. When you have a mitzvah of taking care of the korbanos in the Beis Hamikdash and taking care of a dead body, meis mitzvah adif melachoso. That's the drasha that we're learning out from the lashon of achoso. What's this drasha in achoso? It's based on the Sefer Rashi. Quotes it, and we're going to learn in Baisal as well. Laachoso matam. We're going to learn from the lashon of achoso. We're talking about the pasuk is talking about by a nazir. It says, right? It says that he shouldn't be chol neshos meis lo yavo. He shouldn't go for any dead body. And then it continues and says, everyone's included, and then it says after that, Uleima la'achiv la'chosa. What are these father and mother? I know already. You just mentioned every mace. So each one we're deriving a different thing. Achosa is the last one. So why mention achosa? You don't for a dead body. What does it mean for his sister? If a person is going even to go shekels korban pesach and do bris mila, which are going to be things where chayav kares, the shaman of tamei sameis. The person hears Rachman al tzav, one of his relatives is dead. Yachol yitamei. I would have thought should become tamei by burying the dead. Amar lo yitamei. So we say that you should not be tamei because you're already on the way to do a mitzvah. It's also about a nazir, just like a nazir is also, so to this person in these cards, it's going to be ozik mitzvah, he's not allowed to. So just like he's not mitamit for his sister, to shech the korban pesach, so too he does not become tamay for a meis mitzvah. Tamal lomer v'la achosa, we're saying v'la achosa for his sister, which we're referring, l'achosa dina mitamit v'matamit l'meis mitzvah for his sister, he may not become tamay, but he may become tamay for a dead body that needs to be taken care of. So that we see over there that's the most chamer, taking care of the dead body. The Gemara says, "By Rava, Mikra Megillah, Meis Mitzvah, Chamer Nayav." What about learning? What about Mikra Megillah and a dead body? Which one takes precedence? Mikra Megillah, which precedes Mikra Megillah, which is again publicizing a miracle, such a great thing. Oh, Dilma Meis Mitzvah, Adif Mishum Kavod Abrios. Or maybe Meis Mitzvah is more chamer because taking care of a human precedence, human dignity is more chamer. Rava had this question, and then if we answered it, Meis Mitzvah Adif, that taking care of a dead body, an unattended dead body, is more important. Mar Gadol the Kavod Abrios Jocha Losos of a Torah. Human dignity sometimes can suspend even an halacha in the Torah, as we know. Rashi quotes the drasha based on the pasuk Losu Chalei Salim. When it comes to finding a metziah, you cannot avoid it. However, the pasuk continues Veisalamta. It says Veisalamta. Sometimes you can avoid it. So the Gemara's drasha that if it's zakavein afin of kedoda, if it's an old person, he finds like underwear and he doesn't have to return the underwear. It's embarrassing for him. That's something that you don't have to do. So the Torah itself is overriding the iser of the avoiding the lost objects for this point. Okay, Beis Hashem, we'll pick up with Kufa in tomorrow's Daf. We'll catch up ready to be finished with Daf Talmud tomorrow.